Helmets and Heels. Brought to you by Underwood Jewelers.
Yippee.
On 1010 XL, 92.5 FM. Here's Donna Murphy, Lauren Brooks, Amanda Borges, and Blythe Brumleave.
So, yes, that is a new open for the show. It just happened today, and it's been a little bit of a busy day. I'm the only one who knew.
Oh, I didn't.
But I decided to surprise you two. I probably shouldn't have surprised producer Scott, but.
Probably not.
Yeah, next time, warn a brother.
Well, as soon as I leave work in the afternoons, I go and immediately work out, and then everyone here gets the pleasure of seeing me after the workouts. And so I do promise that I am busy from the moment I leave to now. And so therefore, I'm sorry. I completely forgot to tell you though. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good.
How was your day today?
That intro sounds really good.
It does sound good. I think that was your selection, right, Blythe?
It was a team selection.
It was a team consensus, but you came up with it. I never would have, because you know what? It's not country.
I wouldn't have, because it's new.
Right, newer. That's also true. It's not Elvis.
No, it's not from the 50s. So,
but it does.
I have
look,
no clue.
It does sound really good. So yeah, how was everybody's red, white, and blue Independence Day?
I'll tell you what, he had off, so it was awesome. I got to spend time with the whole family, and we are moving to Nocatee, but it's going to
so
be a process.
Exciting.
We're building. Yes, so we're so excited. But because there's regulations and everything like that, and if you do a certain whatever you have to do, you get access to all the amenities they have. And if you know about Nocatee, they have their giant splash park, which is basically a smaller version of Aquatica, if you've ever done SeaWorld's water park. So we did that. We were in the lazy river. We were in the kids' splash area.
How much did little man love it?
Oh my gosh, he's awesome. We just put him in the tube that has the enclosed bottom. So he just sits there and we just floated around.
That's awesome.
It was great, man. It was so great. We did that both Friday and Saturday.
Really? Mm-hmm. So when will the house be done?
We're looking at November. So we'll see.
That would be really exciting.
Yes.
First
right in the
Christmas.
Middle of football season. Yeah, but in time for Thanksgiving, possibly, and then Christmas.
I'm a little nervous because I did snoop and ask about what our neighbors are going to be like, you know? And I have to say that I unfortunately found out that there are New Yorkers living right next to us.
No.
I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Are they from New York or are they Yankee fans?
I don't know.
Okay.
But they are from New York.
Okay.
But she did mention that because they're an older couple and the husband is very, very sweet. So I said, well, they must be a Mets fan then. So it'll be okay. It should be okay.
And then you'll have the lovely orange and blue next door.
I have no idea, honestly.
Because they're Mets fans.
Orange, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you meant Gator, but yeah.
No. Just those colors are great.
Yeah.
Because of the
I'm
title.
Like, I don't know. I don't know.
Lovely and orange don't belong in the same sentence.
I love the color orange. And, I mean, at this point in my life, obviously, I've lived a long time as a Gator fan, and so, therefore, I have a lot of orange and royal blue.
And the blue is good. I like the blue.
Yeah, the blue looks good by itself, and then you can just decorate it with or accessorize it with some orange. Because, for a few years, I actually had my mom design dresses. Like, we would go to Joann Fabrics and pick out patterns.
Did you bedazzle?
And she would make... No, of course not. But she made some really good dresses, and so I'd wear them to the games. And people would ask me, you know, and be like, oh, it's custom made, my mom and I. Because, you know, when you're in the lull of summer right around now, there's not a whole lot going on. So you may as well design a dress.
For sure.
And she'd do all the work. I just kind of showed up and was, you know, the model. But we haven't done that in a few years. I need to get back on that. Blythe, how was your fourth?
I would impress you, Blythe.
The fourth was interesting.
Why?
I saw one picture that I loved.
Which one?
The one of you in the overalls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That one's cool.
That one you posted, so that one you approve.
If you've ever had the experience of July 4th in Jacksonville Beach, I highly recommend it if you've never experienced it. Because I'm just at one block, and normally it's a beach cruiser day. You go over to someone's house, you hang out for a bit until about noon, and then everybody just beach cruises up and down First and Second Street.
Stops and talks to people they know, stops at house parties.
We didn't necessarily do that because the party was on our street. So we were set up at 9 a.m. with the Bloody Mary bar, and then a few houses down was another party with the giant water slide. And then a few houses down was another party that had like an 8-person bicycle. So
that sounds extremely dangerous on the 4th.
Random parts all throughout the day. We're going down a water slide. We're riding a giant bicycle. People are taking pictures of us. We're waving. People are clearing paths as we take this giant bicycle.
What position did you ride in?
At the driver's seat.
Oh, my goodness. That's either the safest or the most dangerous.
It was me and my girlfriend. And it's a pedal bike still. It's not like a motorized bike or anything. So me and my girlfriend are both sitting up front, and we're pedaling through the streets, and all of a sudden random people just start walking up and sitting on the bike and not pedaling. So it was a lot of extra weight.
Did you yell at them?
No, we were just so happy we were on a bike.
That's too cool, man.
So we had one of those giant water slides, too, and went down that. I lost my favorite lip gloss on that water slide, but...
And for you, like, for most people, that'd be like, oh, darn. But for you, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal because it was brand new lip gloss. And you guys know I keep my lip gloss with me everywhere.
Yes. You don't do the show without it on the counter over there.
Yeah, it's better than saying you lost your favorite top, though. So
no, all clothes stayed on.
That's good.
Says the home. One who won the wet t-shirt contest.
Hey, if clothes come off, they come off.
I was napping by 4 p.m. I always miss the fireworks whenever I celebrate 4th of July in Jack's Beach. So.
But you said you napped, so does that mean you were back awake before the fireworks?
I had good intentions of napping and then waking up and then going to work. And
going to work?
Like my office at my house.
Okay.
Not necessarily driving anywhere, just my office at my house. And that didn't happen at all.
Did you ever wake up?
I woke up, ordered a hot dog pizza.
Oh, is that the one that you've been so wanting to try?
It's terrible.
Of course it is.
It's terrible. I was so disappointed.
Terrible.
It looked good. The commercials looked good.
No.
And if it's not good at the end of your July 4th on a day like that, then that means it's really not good.
I had a piece and I'm like, yeah, it's really good. And then by the end of it, I'm throwing away the entire crust of hot dogs. I ate the pizza part. The pizza part was fine.
Sounds like she's about to say pizza.
But yeah.
So did you see fireworks or no?
No.
Donna, did you see fireworks?
No, I am a grump when it comes to fireworks.
Okay.
Yes. I don't like them one bit because my dogs are scared to death of them.
Oh, yeah.
And we had JT at the end of September. So come New Year's, he's only a few months old. And I'm sorry, you want your three-month-old to sleep?
Mm-hmm.
And I was so mad. I'd run out. Stop it! It's 1 a.m, you know? Or when it's not the day, you know? 4th of July was last weekend. We were getting fireworks 2 weekends ago.
I heard some last night.
I heard some this morning at 7 a.m. I'm like, who is this moron?
You know, those might be gunshots.
No, because I saw them.
One of my coworkers actually had a great joke because it was the night before and he had a newborn as well. And they were lighting up fireworks until like 2 or 3 in the morning. So what did he do the next morning when he woke up early because of his newborn? He went outside and lit off a bunch of firecrackers first thing in the morning right next to his neighbor's yard.
So smart.
They obviously weren't getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
That was good.
And you?
Oh, goodness. I feel like the weekend started early last week. Went out just...
For the soccer
match. Went out innocently. That was not innocently. Tuesday, right. Left the show immediately. Ditched crosstalk, sadly, but tonight I'm back in the saddle. And went over to the closest place I could get to watch the second half of the game. Obviously, that was amazing. Did something else Wednesday. I don't even remember now. And then Thursday went out. Then Friday went out. And then Saturday, of course, you know, there was, the festivities. I had planned to do the whole biking thing. Went to the beach Saturday morning with my best friend and her husband.
How crowded were
in town from Philadelphia. We were in Atlantic Beach, and it wasn't too bad. And they have 3 little ones. And then there's a bunch of us that came with them, too, a bunch of families. And it was awesome. We had such a great time, and we left right before it started raining.
Nice.
So we timed it, just perfectly. And then went back home and then went back out to the beach. And instead of grabbing my bike, just kind of hung out at a house for a long time. And then we eventually biked over to see the fireworks and then biked back. And just it was relaxing. And it wasn't that super wild party time that Blythe was having necessarily. But there were red and blue jello shots involved. So there's that.
We were driving around at 8 in the morning saying, where's everybody at? 8 in the morning.
But it is one of those days where... At some point in the day, you stop and you go, all right, this isn't just a day to put on the craziest outfit that I can and dress up a bicycle and slide down the water slide. It is a day where you have to appreciate the military and why we have the freedom that we do. And I think that's the kind of the cool part about those holidays. Memorial Day and 4th of July and Labor Day, they have become kind of parties, right, partying days, holidays, but there really is such an important meaning. And it, to me, that's what kind of the fireworks represent, is the fact that, you know, there's so many military who are away from their families and experiencing bombing and things like that. And, you know, we get to just sit back and enjoy some controlled, hopefully, explosions. Like,
well, I was reading some interesting stories from veterans that day, and they were actually saying that hearing fireworks is not, they don't enjoy it just because of the flashbacks and the PTSD.
Yeah, post-traumatic stress disorder. Yeah, and I certainly understand that. Obviously, I have not been in the line of fire, so it hasn't affected me, but I can see where they would not want that. And I personally hate, like, the ones that just regular people do. I only want the ones that are sanctioned. Yeah, because there's just so many different ways in which you can get hurt or someone
What's
else can get
face?
Hurt.
From the Giants just got hurt.
Jason Pierre-Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, JPP.
They pulled his contract
because
of it.
Yeah. I don't think he was going to sign it anyway, but
smart.
Yeah, exactly. And then there was the guy who put the mortar on top of his head. That was
that's Darwin.
Not very smart. Right. Yeah. And then Brent Martineau told a story how his son, when he was little, had a bottle rocket kind of stuck up under his arm and got burned. And so, yeah, there's just all sorts of ways that people can be idiotic, and you don't want that. But luckily, we all had safe holidays.
Except for, did you know,
uh-oh,
you can take Pop Rocks and snap them in your hands, and it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
I found that out Saturday.
I don't know. The last time I had Pop Rocks. Man, thank you for the knowledge.
Yeah, just throw that out there. I figured that out on Saturday.
There you go. And, oh, by the way, one quick story on the Women's World Cup, which was just incredible. I was elated. I couldn't believe. It was really surreal. It was one of those games where you almost could relax. I mean, I didn't have to be nervous, unlike Germany, where I was, like, pacing in this one little space back and forth. It was one of those games where it was just like, wow, all right, well, we just dominated. It's like watching a football game when it's, you know, 35-0 in the first quarter. And part of you is like, oh, I kind of wish it was a better game. But the other part of you is like, heck yes. But so I called a local establishment to see if they would have the sound on. And they told me no, they had to play music. And then I called back and I was like, in my sweetest voice possible, hey, do you mind turning the sound on? Like, is there any way? It's America. And they said no again. But by the time we got there, the sound was on. So I was a happy camper, got to watch the whole game.
A lot of people must have complained.
I assume so, exactly. And it was, you know, it was one of those weekends where you can't have enough red, white, and blue in your closet because there's so many different times to wear it.
It was a lot of fun.
Being a Red Sox fan, I have a ton.
Yeah, there you go.
Especially because this weekend, July 4th, Independence Day, and we beat both Germany and Japan.
Yes.
That's pretty America.
It was a great weekend. Yeah, I'm really proud of those ladies.
I think Carly Lloyd, she said she had 372 text messages unread after her game that day.
And I can only imagine the tweets that they all had, too. It was incredible. The hat trick was just, I mean, that's something that you can't even dream about when you sit there and visualize how you want the game to go. That doesn't even come across your mind.
Some people were saying that is the best performance in World Cup history, men or women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it might have been. All right, so we are going to let everyone know, if we get to choose, what sport would we date an athlete from? I think it's a really tough call, but we'll get to deciding here very shortly. You're listening to Helmets and Heels on 10 to Next on 82.5 FM.
Let's do this. Do what? Grab a cup and turn it up. 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 I'm feeling all right, cause I got my donkey nice coffee.
You're listening to Helmets and Heels on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
This lady, the newest Dunkin' Donuts movie featuring Gronk and Big Poppy singing. This is who this is. Big Poppy and Gronk singing.
By the way, have y'all booked your Gronk party ship tickets yet? The cruise ship leaves in February. They follow us on Twitter. At Helmets and Heels is followed by Gronk Party Ship.
As they
apparently think we're coming.
I will go and document it. It could be fantastic. I feel like that would be a great story.
It would be.
Absolutely.
It
would be.
Best people watching. It would be.
The wheels are turning
right
now.
I'm telling you.
How much are tickets?
You know, they haven't come out with the pricing yet because it's still so early, and they're probably also waiting to see how much interest they have. But I assume that it's going to be like a typical cruise.
It'll be credentialed media on this cruise party ship.
Only if the credentialed media is willing to partake in the Gronk craziness.
Maybe for that's little what us in Jacksonville, venture. They would let it, you know?
Maybe. I mean, we can prove that he follows us on, or at least they follow us on Twitter. Therefore, that means we're in like Flynn, right?
I just wanted you to enjoy that song.
That was fantastic. I don't know. How do you find this stuff?
It was on, I don't know, CNN or MSN, one of those.
So it helps if you watch TV?
No, online.
Oh, online. Yeah. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yes, it was a headlining story on CNN.
Poppy, no. Don't group yourself into that. But that's his personality.
So before we get to the serious story of DeAndre Johnson and what happened in Yanni's in Tallahassee, I wanted to do something a little more fun, which is from which sport, if you got to choose whether to date, marry, your combination, you can do both. You can do only one or the other. Any sport, what would it be? I think this topic to me is fascinating based on the fact that I think we will all have different answers. And when Amanda comes back from San Fran, she's been gone just I think like a week and a half, you know, great vacation when you're 24. But when she comes back, we'll have to ask her too. But Donna, I'm going to start with you.
This one was easy for me.
Golf. Okay.
Very easy for the fact of, up until Rory, who didn't get hurt golfing. Okay. But, hardly any injuries. Your body can stay intact and you can play it forever. Cause they also have, I know they don't call it the senior tour, but I'm calling it the senior tour, the champions tour. You can play it forever. So you can, if you're good, you can constantly have that money coming in. And
that's
you can
true.
Go to different places. You know, you can get to travel. Yeah.
To piggyback off that, the minor league guys make a significant amount more than other minor league sports.
The web.com. Yeah. It's
and they get to pick their own schedule.
I like it. And maybe it has a little bit to do with my husband plays golf. But that's all.
And they look so preppy doing it, too.
They do. I like it. So I would say golf.
All right.
You're looking at me smiling, Lauren.
Just because
she's gonna say
I always try to predict
racing.
What people are gonna say, and I had a feeling Donna would say golf, and for you I have two in my mind.
What are you gonna say?
Okay, I think it's going to be either hockey.
No.
You're going okay. That's why I had that little bit of a silly face. All right, or jockeys for the horse racing. I'm just kidding. No, or football. Those were the two that I came up with.
No, if
the hockey, I was kind of kidding.
No comment.
For me, I'm not going to that one. But for me, I'm not the type of person to date someone just because of their status or if they're an athlete or whatnot. But if I were to think of it superficially, I would target golfers or baseball players, because my reasoning behind a baseball player is that if you're superficial enough to not care if you're in love with the person, then you won't care that they're gone for 162 games out of the year, which is probably, I don't know, 9 months out of the season or 9 months out of the year.
Yeah.
And they have guaranteed contracts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I would choose baseball or golf.
Do you think, and I think I know your answer, Donna, as far as golf, you think they're attractive. You think golfers are attractive. Do you think baseball players, like that body type specifically, is attractive?
Yes, because golfers, to me, they're a little bit smaller. No offense to golfers out there, but they are.
There's a variety. I don't know which one you're talking about. Like, I'm thinking Fred Couples.
Well, the newer wave of guys, Tiger Woods kind of paved
like
the way for that.
They're
more the athletic build.
Yeah. The average golfer, I'm going to say, of the ones that I've met at TPC when they've come through, are probably 5'10", 185 pounds.
I mean,
that's probably right
like,
around
you know,
there.
An NBA athlete, which, you know, clear as day, you can tell from a mile away that they play, or even some of the football players.
Certainly.
But those guys don't have guaranteed contracts. Baseball players do. Mm-hmm.
That's very true. I'll go a little off the beaten path. When I have had this thought before, I went with golf based on the fact that their travel schedule would be unbelievable. Everywhere they go is a gorgeous place. You know, you're never going to the pits of like the middle, right. And I hate to say like the middle of America and loop it all together, but you know what I mean? Little,
never near Tennessee.
Little area.
That place is a dump.
Yeah. No. And there's some, obviously there's fun places to travel in general. So, and golfers, you know, dress a little preppier and have kind of that, like, they don't have the baseball swagger of like the super cockiness, but they certainly have to have enough confidence to be able to go out there and take on a field of 140 other guys.
Horschel's pretty cocky.
But, you know, if you're going back to like what he did when he was here at TPC, he says, okay, just in general. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah. He's pretty, yeah. I mean, he's funny too, though. Yeah. You kind of have maybe confidence.
Yeah. Patrick Reed was one that, you know, we read the stories on, and he certainly is not necessarily liked by other golfers. Same with Bubba Watson. But to be different, I'll go with the sport that I understand the best probably, and that would be men's soccer.
Yeah.
Because then I can really dig into it without having to work too hard. If I was dating a football player, I feel like every single snap, I couldn't watch the rest of the game. I'd have to watch what he was doing. And as much fun as that is, you're not really getting to appreciate the full sport. So with soccer, you don't have to pay attention to just one person the entire time to know what's going on.
Did you hear about that chick who lost her phone in Vegas?
No.
Cristiano Ronaldo. Cristiano? I thought it was Cristiano.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
He found the phone and returned it to her and took the girl out on a date.
What? She must have looked decent without her
phone. She brought a few friends, too. So I'm sure it worked out for the best for him.
Speaking of athletes and dating them and stuff, you found a story today about Russell Wilson, and I saw a great tweet that went along with it, and it says, instead of being named Russell Wilson, he should be named Russell Will Not. So, Donna, tell everyone why he should be named Russell Will Not.
Well, he made this, I don't know who he was interviewing with.
It was the pastor of a big church.
The Rock, or something like that, in San Diego. Yeah, and so they were talking about his new relationship, and he also mentioned about how, I guess, God spoke to him after the Super Bowl loss and everything like that, and he's following kind of a new path and dating, I want to say, Sierra.
I would say it's either Ciara or Sierra.
Sierra, who's beautiful, you know.
Sure.
Very beautiful, but so they're going to, you know, play in the abstinence game because that's what he believes.
So God told him?
I sent it to you ladies, and not to go in that realm, but to be like, so basically how important is the intimate lifestyle to you for a relationship? Could you be able to do that?
Well, I think there's a balance. And so what I think he was trying to say when he was kind of talking about this was that he really was taking everything off the table, not just specifically one part of it. So I think depending on how long the relationship's been going on, that could make things more difficult. But if he's trying to do it in the sense of for a while, let's get to know each other and remove that, then I think there's nothing wrong with that as long as they both agree that that's a direction they could go in.
You do that. That's my question, not commenting.
If I thought that that's the direction that God wanted me to go in, then yes, I could do that. If I was clearly in that mindset, then yes, I could. But I think you have to be 100% devoted and believe that. You can't be wavering in any way, shape, or form because obviously your normal kind of desire would then take over. This is awkward.
To me, intimacy is a very, very important part of a relationship. And if you don't click there, you're never going to click. So
it's turned into Sex and the City.
Better to find out sooner rather than later, in my opinion, if it's going to work out or not. I mean, I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying.
I'll completely in agreement
in like the first hour of a date or something. But you feel it out. You let things go and you see where it is.
Literally, people, literally.
I will go.
Yeah. Where do you stand on this topic?
I'm looking at the time and I know my husband's not listening at this time. So I will say that I remember my husband and I started dating long distance. That's how it was, long distance for years, because he was up in Virginia stationed there. I was in Daytona. Then we got engaged and we moved up to Rhode Island together. And one of the first things he told me is, you know, it's not going to be like it used to be, right? Because when you're apart and you get together for a weekend, you get together for the whole weekend.
You don't leave the bedroom.
And I was devastated. So, yes, intimacy is extremely important. I had to adjust, but hey, I have a healthy lifestyle. So
that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah. Well, I think in...
I like the healthy
I
lifestyle.
I really hope my parents aren't listening.
Oh, yeah. I think that in the case of these two, I believe that he is saying, I want to make sure that we care about each other enough that just that is not that important. Because it is, I think, easy when you're, one, if you're him, extremely successful, mm-hmm. you have everything going for you. If you're her, you're gorgeous, and you do want to kind of, and she's got a lot going for her too, you do want to kind of make sure that you are there for the right reasons, because it's so easy to get caught up in those other things. You know, even he said, if there's a scale of a 10, she's a 15. Like,
right.
That's how attractive she is. So if he needs to make sure on his part that he's not just falling in love with the looks and he wants to get to know her, then I can see where this is, you know, for a brief period of time, important. And because he didn't, if you notice, he didn't say, we're not going to until we get married. He just said, right. That's what we're doing for right now, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it. So that's kind of where I was going.
Float your boat.
And remember, J.J. Watt said that he wouldn't have a girlfriend during football season.
Right.
And so I think that, you know, there's a certain element of built-up testosterone that these guys almost need to have, and that's probably what J.J. Watt's kind of going with, and maybe Russell Wilson's trying to kind of follow in his
But footsteps. I wonder that, we'll say, in a year from now or whatever, it comes out that, yeah, they broke up. Whose fault was it? Who didn't come up to par for the performance? Whose fault? What happened? I'm telling you right now.
Who did the pick on the 1 yard line?
Somebody came up short.
Oh,
someone shrunk under pressure.
More than once.
I'm telling you, it's yes, you can get to know somebody. Yes, you can be attracted to somebody. But yeah, and everything's great. And then all of a sudden that happens and you're like, well, that was a waste.
Yeah.
That was disappointing.
There's nothing more disappointing in life.
Yeah. No. No.
Not even like a career failure. That's not as disappointing.
You can bounce back from that.
Yeah.
You can come back from that.
You can't fix that.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm not
I have priorities.
No, I'm not sure how to transition to DeAndre Johnson punching a chick in the face. But you know what? If there's a will, there's a way. So we will get to that story coming up next. You are listening to Helmets and Heels on 10 to Next on 2.5 FM.
This is a man's world. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman.
Helmets and Heels on 1010 XL, 92.5 FM.
Very well done, Scott.
Good job.
You know, that's the one thing I do miss about producing a show is being able to pick the music.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have music themes on Jaguars Today, and the boys would have to
it.
Guess them. The fun part was at the beginning when I had all these creative ideas, and then about 2 months in when I was trying to figure out what songs went with different words, you know, take on words like linebacker. There's only so many times you can use a song with line and a song with back. But either way, eventually they started making fun of me because they got so cheesy.
Baby
but I loved
back.
Them. Yeah, that, I'm sure I used that at one point.
Yeah, that's the only one I can think of.
It was
Backstreet
fun.
Boys.
But, yeah. All right, so the video came out yesterday of DeAndre Johnson, who is from First Coast here in town, and committed to Florida State, actually, verbally, I guess, because you can't really formally commit when you're a freshman. But he committed when he was a freshman. I think he even has a Florida State tattoo somewhere on his arm, something like that. If that's not him, then it's someone else. But it's one of the recruits for this year. But anyway, so he's at a bar in Yanni's in Tallahassee, which I've never been in there. Anybody?
Mm-mm.
No. So I don't know exactly what it's like. But he's in a bar. He obviously gets in an altercation with a female. She kind of raises her arm. Everyone's seen, I'm sure, the video by now. He grabs it, holds it, and then decks her. Her nose starts bleeding.
Well, she throws a punch.
She kind of tries to throw a punch.
Push her first, like grab her arms, and then she hits him.
She kind of like knees him, and then you can tell
punch,
she's like
though.
Yelling stuff, right? And then she kind of raises her arm. She doesn't like actually attempt to punch him, but she raises her arm
almost
kind
like
of aggressively, yeah. And then he grabs her wrist, and then he punches her. So. My thought process, especially knowing Donna and the mother and the maternal instinct in her, is obviously we all know you can't punch a woman regardless of the situation. If no matter what she said, you still can't punch her. You can do a whole lot of other things. You can talk back to her. You can get the bouncer. You can
walk away.
Walk away. Right. There's all sorts of things you can do in that situation. But if you were his mother, what would you say to him now that the situation has already occurred?
I'm not looking at it like I would be his mom. I'm looking at it like I'm her mom.
Okay.
What was she thinking? What was she thinking? I'm not saying she got what she deserved, and I don't necessarily agree to the point that you never hit a woman. Look, we're in a society that, for instance, look at the women's soccer. They didn't make as much money as the men's soccer. Everybody's groping about that. a woman's trying to be president. We want everything a man does, but then we have to sit back and say, but you can't touch us. You can't. Don't lay a hand on us. We want everything you have, but you can't touch us. It just, to me, it just seems like a double standard. I don't know what she was thinking because she's clearly inebriated. We were talking off air. I know I had a lot of fun drunken nights, but I was never a mean drunk. Never. Happy, maybe too friendly, you know. But never a mean drunk. I would never pick a fight. And so that's my first thing. Clearly, why are you picking? I don't know what happened between them beforehand because they came up to the bar yelling at each other. So something clearly happened before. But I just, obviously, yeah, he didn't have to throw a giant punch. He could have. I would have been fine with him pushing her out of the way. Push her. Leave her. You know?
But then that's probably going to get her to push him back, and you know they're still
that's
probably in the
issue.
Same
What are you
boat.
Thinking? Why would you try to pick a fight, especially with a guy? You pick a fight with a girl, she's going to yank your hair, and she's going to punch you. What do you think a drunken guy is going to do to you? That's just, so dumb. It's just so, so dumb on all parts. So dumb. Now, for the guy, for
right.
DeAndre,
ruined his life.
It really is. It's a dumb mistake. It's not at all like the Ray Rice incident. I don't feel it's like that at all. I'm pretty sure he will find another place on some other football team, some other college. You know, won't be FSU style. But yeah, it was dumb all around. I don't think he needed to come out and say a story before the video came out of what really didn't happen. You know, you get ahead of it.
Right.
You know, I don't know why the lawyer said, well, this is what he said. Well, all right.
It doesn't matter. You're the only one in control of your feelings and your emotions and how you react to that situation. I don't care if she did hit you. I don't care if she did push you. You represent that organization. You represent the university. You are a scholarship athlete. You walk away. First of all, you don't belong in a bar at 19 years old to begin with. We've all done it, but at the same time.
But there's a difference between being a student athlete and doing it and being the rest of us who were not necessarily athletes. There's a massive difference there, too.
Right. This is an 18 and up bar. You've got to be 21 to drink, but you're allowed to come in if you're 18.
Okay. So. That makes it a little bit more understandable.
He was allowed to be there.
But still, at the same time, I don't care what anybody says to you. I don't care what they do. You walk away because, but in the woman's point of view, if you throw a punch, you better be expecting somebody to throw it back. It doesn't matter if you're a man, if you're a woman, if you're hitting a man or a woman, mm-hmm. if you throw a punch, expect to be hit back. And for the guys, it's a lose-lose situation. Yeah. It's a shame that this kid's career is ruined with a split-second decision, but it's going to be a really good learning experience for him, and hopefully he grows from it and changes from it and gets on a better path.
You know, you mentioned the parent side of it, and I just wonder how both sides were raised. You know, I was raised in never any harm came to us. My brothers, there was never a slap on the butt. There was never anything. But we were raised with values, the threat of this could happen, you never know, and you know, maybe we were all naive enough to believe that, but I was at my son's sessions today, and there was a mom in there, and she constantly berated her son. Just, do you want me to slap you? Do you want me to slap you? He's 2 years old. What do you want the kid to say? Yes, please slap me. So this is how this kid is going to be raised. So how do you think he's going to look at hitting? Yeah, it's okay. That's how I look at it as a parent. But that's how I am raising our son, and that's how I was raised. So That's how I wonder how they were raised and how it got to this point.
Certainly. The saddest part of all of it is you would think that based off of what has been going on in the NFL over the last few months, that all football players, maybe all athletes, but specifically football players, would have looked up and gone, okay, where does violence get me? Violence gets me kicked off a team or banned from the league entirely or blackballed, if you want to use that terminology that we used a few weeks ago for Ray Rice, whether or not that's the case, you can argue. But it doesn't get you to where you want to be. What does get you to where you want to be? Treating people right and staying out of the wrong place at the wrong time. Is he young? Absolutely. Should he be in a bar? You can debate whether or not he, you know, needs to live a normal life in addition to being a student athlete. That's fine. But if you find yourself anywhere remotely near some sort of issue, you absolutely have to take yourself out of that situation because, again, violence is only going to get you in a horrible place, whether it's jail, whether it's getting kicked off your football team. It doesn't matter. So hopefully kids nowadays are learning this, and I really was hoping when the whole Ray Rice incident happened that they were looking up and all of a sudden going, you know what, my wife may even allow me to hit her in behind closed doors, but that's not for public eyes. And if that's between, you know, the couple, go for it, what have you. But when it comes to a situation like this, you have to be smarter than the situation. And it's so sad. And if I was his mom, I would take him to the side. And for like 20 minutes, I probably couldn't even talk to him. Just stare in his eyes and be just hope, I guess, that he's remorseful enough and smart enough to figure out what happened so that it never happens again. Regardless of whether she started it, whatever she said, just hope that he gets to a place where he says, okay, now I know how to do the right things. And one of the players that we interviewed recently that I feel like gets all of this was AJ Can, the new Jaguars guard. I feel like he knew, like when we were talking to him about what he kind of does around Jacksonville, he said, I go to movies, I hang out with my friends, play video games. You know what he didn't say? He didn't say I like to go out. Mm-hmm. Probably, you know why? He's smart enough to know that that's not going to get him anywhere. Look at the Justin Blackmans of the world, right? Whether or not you want to sit at home, go to a buddy's house, but surround yourself with the right kind of people that aren't going to put you in that situation.
And that's another great point to make, because if you look in that video, the girl's friends, the people surrounding the bar, nobody really reacts to the seriousness of the situation. There isn't a bunch of his friends that are trying to pull him away. No, don't mess up your career. He's all by himself. And then the girls come up and they're almost
playing with their hair.
They're belligerent as well. I mean, and these kind of things happen when alcohol is involved. Yeah. And so if you remove yourself from that situation, then you're not going to find yourself in that much trouble.
Right. Hang out at your buddy's house, because you know one of the players has a house, and drink with your buddies that are never going to get you in trouble.
And you mentioned, you know, where does violence get you? But you also got to remember, he's trying to follow in the footsteps of Jameis Winston, who got in enormous trouble for multiple things and nothing ever happened. Not one thing.
He was suspended for the Clemson game.
Okay. And he was drafted where?
I would get berated, by the way, by the Florida State contingent if I didn't mention
that. He was drafted where?
He was drafted first.
He was never convicted.
But he was, right. And he also, he was suspended once.
You know,
something happened.
Being a star athlete somehow in Tallahassee and getting in trouble seems to get you everything.
Well, not this case.
And not,
I know, possibly. And I'm proud. I'm happy. That's good. They finally, and I think it's because of what happened with Jameis Winston and the whole, you know, debacle that went down for those few years.
This happens a lot all across the country.
Yeah.
I just think we hear about it more because we're in the FSU region.
Right.
And certainly social media.
Because like you said, guys said earlier, somebody else is going to pick this guy up. Mm-hmm. And is that a more of a travesty, or is it a travesty that Florida State gave up on him?
Right. Yeah. All right, girls, real quick, we have a photo shoot coming up, and I just want to see if the ability for Photoshop is available, will you take it, yes or no?
Depends on what's wrong. If there's a nip slip, yes.
All right, so she doesn't want a Janet Jackson moment, but everything else is good to go, all right, Blythe?
I think I'm pretty solid. I don't think I need. I mean, unless outside of a couple filters.
Here's my problem that I wouldn't want Photoshop for. If someone sees you in a magazine and they see you out and they go, oh.
Oh, that's disappointing.
You kind of look like that girl, Lauren, that was in Void, clearly.
It's not me.
You have aged a little bit, or you've gotten a little bigger since that photo shoot. But anyway, I just had to know on that topic. All right, we will check in with Fat Tony Coming up next, you're listening to Helmets and Heels, 10 to XL, 92.5 FM.